You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to the Back Row Fantasy Show. It's Bark and Just Bark. It's not quite in the car, but I wanted to do a fun game show with you guys today. And do a little something I like to call real or no real. Where we go through some players that have unexpectedly been listed as top 25 fantasy assets at their respective position. And we ask the question, real or no real? So first we're going to start off, and it's going to be jumbled, but let's go first with Freddie Swain, Seattle wide receiver who went 5 for 95 with a touchdown last week. Is he real or no real? No real. DK Metcalf will get it going. Really, Freddie Swain got his because DK Metcalf has yet to really get his. DK is going to get it together. Now, Freddie Swain might end up being a serviceable bye week guy because of the offense that he is in, and Russell Wilson can hit the deep shot like no other, and Freddie Swain is a pretty nice deep threat guy anyways. But I'm going to go with no real on that one for sure. Quez Watkins, Philadelphia wide receiver last week, he went 2 for 117. Is Quez Watkins real or no real? He's no real. He only had 2 targets. He got really lucky, and he still didn't score on that long pass play. I love the speed, but you've got Jalen Reagor and Devonta Smith there with him. All of those guys can burn and get down the field. And again, the target share is what we're looking at, and Quez Watkins only had 2 targets. He caught them both. He made good on them, and I like what I've seen out of him. He's a solid receiver, but he's the wide receiver 3 on that team. Really not going to produce anything more than the occasional big catch game, just like what happened last week. Jared Goff, we're going to go more with some overall stats. 36 points per game so far for Jared Goff. Is he real or no real? No real. No real. That's a team that wants to run the ball. It is a team that has gotten behind in most games and will continue to. So there's going to be garbage time for Jared Goff all the time. So good backup. I wouldn't want to rely on him as my starter in fantasy, but you could definitely have worse backups. He's probably one of the better backup quarterbacks to have in fantasy just because he will be in garbage time so much. But that's going to mean interceptions. That's going to mean turnovers because he's trying too hard to get things done. So I don't think that Jared Goff is going to be somebody that I would want to rely on at 36 points per game. Just not a great idea in my opinion. So Jared Goff, no real. Makes you question, are we ever going to have a real? Is a real going to happen? Let's go on to the next guy. Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia quarterback, 33 points per game. And is Jalen Hurts real or no real? In my opinion, he's real. He brings rushing yards and pass attempts. He's their number one guy. I mean, he's going to get 50 yards plus on the ground a game. And I have said it since he played a little bit last year. I think he's accurate enough and good enough to be a long-term stable at quarterback for Philadelphia. So Jalen Hurts to me, totally real. Another quarterback, Teddy B, old Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Bridgewater, 4-0 TDs versus interceptions. No interceptions thrown, four touchdowns through two games, good for 31 points per game. Teddy B, are you real or no real? He's real. I think Teddy Bridgewater's real as well. I think he's a very solid quarterback. He's not ever going to be Patrick Mahomes or somebody that throws for 400 a game and three touchdowns. But to me, he's a real low-end QB1. I like Teddy Bridgewater a lot, especially in that offense. Probably the best weapons he's ever had, and that's saying a lot because Carolina had DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. But Denver's guys I like better. So Teddy Bridgewater, to me, he is real. Tony Pollard, number 10 overall running back. Is he real or is he no real? Tony Pollard, to me, is absolutely real. He looks better than Zeke on the ground, through the air, all around. He looks like he's got more life in his legs, and he's hungrier than Zeke at this point, which is ironic because Zeke does that stupid-ass eat the cereal bullshit that he does. And Zeke is number 25. So is Zeke real or no real as a bust? Wouldn't call him a bust, but I don't think Zeke is the same player that he used to be. So I'm going in the middle on this one. It's to be determined. We got to open some more cases, aka see some more games before we know if Zeke is real or not real. Let's move on to James White. James White with Mac Jones at the helm. He's got 4 and 5 rushing yards through week, or 4 and 5 attempts, I should say, week 1 and 2. 4 and 1, 5 and 2. 7 targets week 1, 6 targets week 2. Is he real or no real?
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
James White is real. He's back. Now that Cam Newton's not the quarterback, James White is going to be a consistent source of 10 points a game. To me, that's as real as it gets. Next guy, Mike Williams, 22 targets through 2 weeks and a touchdown in each game. He's catching those targets. He's healthy. Is he real? Is he no real? He's real. Mike Williams has always had the talent. It just took time to put it together. I think this is sort of a Brandon Lloyd situation where the first 3, 4, even 5 years just didn't work out. He's got it together. He's got a quarterback who can get it done. Not that Phillip Rivers, you know, was terrible the last 5 years, but this is Justin Herbert likes him and trusts him. So I think that Mike Williams is absolutely real. Congratulations to you folks that held on to him and are reaping the rewards, because he could be had for nothing in most trades as little as 6 months ago. So he's real. Zach Pascal, Indianapolis Colts. He's got 3 touchdowns in 2 games on 11 targets. Is he real? Is he not real? I'm going to go with not real here. Michael Pittman is the guy to own as far as receivers go there. Pascal's nice. He is a red zone threat, obviously, but the targets are not quite enough for me to be excited, and he hasn't really done anything yardage-wise that excites me. Again, you could do worse. He's probably a wide receiver 5-6, but with three touchdowns and ranking in the top 25, I've got to go with No Real on that one. Let's keep it in the wide receiver ranks here. Go with KJ Osborne of the Minnesota Vikings, who's got 12 catches for 167 and one on 15 targets. As the third receiver in Minnesota, is he real or no real? KJ Osborne to me is absolutely real. I think Kirk Cousins can support three fantasy wide receivers. That being said, I think Adam Thielen is much more touchdown dependent than KJ Osborne. I think Adam Thielen is the red zone guy that Kirk looks for. But right now, KJ Osborne is kind of showing out as a guy who can catch the underneath routes, the slants, and even the deep outs. I mean, KJ Osborne looks really good at everything he's done so far this season. I am officially a believer in KJ Osborne, and that's the one that I am the most hesitant about, because it could definitely go south on you, but I would bet on KJ Osborne to continue to put up solid wide receiver 3-4 numbers. Let's kick it over into tight ends to end the show. Juwan Johnson, currently a top 10 tight end. He's got four receptions for 44 yards and two touchdowns on six targets. Is Juwan Johnson real or no real? This one shouldn't be based on numbers alone. So you've got a guy with two touchdowns, four receptions on 44 yards. It's not overly impressive, but New Orleans really hasn't thrown the ball for many yards, and nobody's racked up any receptions. So assuming somebody can get a good game under their belt at quarterback and throw for 250 or more, ongoing, I think Juwan Johnson is real. I think he's a heck of a tight end prospect to hold on to and own, a la Darren Waller, who was a wide receiver no one had on their teams from the Ravens years ago. This is a guy that could develop and I think become something. I like Juwan Johnson quite a bit. I would hold on, not start him, but I think I would make him my backup tight end and be very comfortable that I could have a top 10 guy in the near future. Dawson Knox, Buffalo Bills tight end. Six receptions, 58 yards, and a touchdown on seven targets. He's currently the number 7 overall tight end, if that tells you how awful the tight end landscape is. Is Dawson Knox real or no real? Got to go with no real here. I think Stephon Diggs will pick it up more. Gabriel Davis is better than what he's shown. Cole Beasley can still get it done. Emmanuel Sanders is there. Dawson Knox has just reaped the rewards of the Bills playing two good defenses in a row, and he's been left open because of that. I would not bank on him. I would not add him. I would not care if he's on the waiver wire. Dawson Knox. Last one of the day. We got Max Williams, Arizona Cardinals, big breakout game. This is not going to take me very long. Max Williams, real or no real? The Max Williams game was absolutely a fluke. Ronald Moore, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, all more reliable by a mile. Max Williams, nice game. Good job. You were a good prospect coming out of Minnesota, so I hope that you're going to do more than just that game, but I've got to go with no real on Max Williams. And to end the show, officially, last night, Christian McCaffrey goes down. Who's the back to own? It's not Royce fucking Freeman. It is Chuba Hubbard. Hubba, hubba. Is he going to be great? No. Does he have a lot of life in his legs? Yes. That guy is shifty, and he can move, and I would call him a top 10 back. For as long as McCaffrey misses, it doesn't mean he's Christian McCaffrey. It just means he's good enough. He's good enough. The guy's better than a lot of starters in the league, in my opinion. I would do everything I could to get Chuba Hubbard for a few games. Royce Freeman, I'd leave on the waiver wire. That's just my opinion. I think there's a reason he couldn't beat out any of the Denver running backs not named Devontae Booker over the last 3 years. Leave him on the waiver wire. Pick up Chuba. You're going to see analysts say, Royce Freeman's a good bet and a lot cheaper. He's not a good bet. He didn't do anything with his carries. There's no shiftiness. His vision isn't great. There's just no reason to own him. He's literally basically Wayne Gallman at this point. So that's it. Barks out. Real or no real? Let me know how you like this segmented show. I'll do more if you like it, but you got to go to Back Row Fantasy Show on Twitter, at the Back Row Show, and let me know that this is something you want to continue to hear. I am experimenting with different show ideas to do on the road. Let me know if this is one that helps you out or you enjoy. Peace out.